Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, Moonday, May the 4th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we want to talk about a lot of things that's really one thing, but it's still a lot of things. We want to talk about the day of the Lord, the day of atonement, the year or the day of the great tribulation. We want to talk about the year of Jubilee. We want to talk about the wrath of God. All of this, my brothers and sisters, is encapsulated inside of the Shemat, or the Shemit, T-T-A-H. It is a Jewish word that talks about the Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, the 50th year, the Jubilee year, the seven sevens, what is called the tribulation of Satan and the wrath of God. But we want to talk about it from a perspective of under, over, and understanding what we are to do, how we are to act how we are to carry ourselves. We want to talk about the Ark of the Covenant, specifically your Ark of the Covenant. See, my brothers and sisters, I want to lay a good foundation for my upcoming series about the Ark of the Covenant. Because most people don't understand, when we say Ark of the Covenant, what does that mean? Most people understand the Ark of the Covenant that it talks about inside of the scriptures, that it talks about in the Old Covenant, but most do not understand the need for their Ark of the Covenant today. So the next series that we're going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying, this is an introduction to the Shema, the Jewish year of weeks, the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the Day of the Lord, the Day of Tribulation, the Great Tribulation, the Year of Jubilee, and the Wrath of God. All of these people get really confused because we don't understand the biblical understanding of, number one, the wrath of God. Now, the word wrath is an interesting word because it has to do with a emotional response to a wrong or an injustice. So the word wrath, again, for us, means some type of response to something that is wrong or injustice or unjust. So in the Old Testament, the wrath of God is basically his pouring out his disappointment because of sin and disobedience of his creations. So the wrath of God, my brothers and sisters, is totally different than the Great Tribulation or the Year of Tribulation or the Tribulation of Satan. So most of us think that what it talks about in the book of Daniel, the book of weeks, are the seven times seven or the 49. So every 49 years, the 50th year is called the Year of Jubilee. And most people get that mixed up. They don't know what that means. So during this 7-hour series, we're going to break down the phrase, the Great Tribulation. We want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the difference between the Great Tribulation and the wrath of God, because they're not the same. And we want to talk about what are you supposed to be doing for September, what's coming in September. Because September, my brothers and sisters, I don't know if you've done the math, but I'm going to break down the math for you in the series. I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. We're going to go all the way back a good 3,000 years, and I'm going to count back all the way back and come up to today. Now, in this series, this is piggybacking off of the last series. Now, hopefully, everybody that's listening to this show have already purchased a new clay. So that isn't anything new. You already have that 12-hour series, and you're listening to it as we speak. You're going through it. You're going over and over. That 12-hour series explains to you why your DNA must be Christ or christened, meaning what we call saved. But it's a deeper level. It's a deeper understanding. It is the science of salvation. It is understanding how your DNA has histones in it, H-I-S-T-O-N. Histones means his, God, tone, frequency, wave of vibration, his language. So the language of God is written inside of your DNA. It is lying dormant. It must be activated. And the way that you activate it, as we talked about in that 12-hour series, is to be willing, is to be authentic, and to be available. Now, that's a lot. You need to get that 12-hour series. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com to get that series. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I will have it up on my website later on this afternoon. But you need to get that series because that piggybacks into this series. So September the 15th is the Year of Jubilee. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if anything. I'm not Jewish. However, I understand the Father. I understand the kingdom. I understand how the kingdom works. So the Great Tribulation is the last half of the tribulation period. So the first half of the tribulation period is something totally different. And so if we don't understand that the first 3.5 years in Lent is distinguished differently from the second 3.5 years in Lent, which is the wrath of God. So we have something that Satan is allowed to do, and then we have something that God is allowed to do, or God is going to do. I shouldn't say allowed. And so we got to understand what this means, because if you don't understand what this means, you don't understand why Noah built an ark before the flood. And then you want to understand why the children of Egypt built a ark when they're in the desert. Then you won't understand what I talked about yesterday, which is where we're starting. Everything starts with this one word, Bethesda, which I had no clue when I studied this and I wrote it and I put it on my website. I started calling myself Dr. Will Betaziel Rogers because when I looked it up, my English name means Betaziel in Hebrew. But I didn't know. Nobody told me who. Nobody told me what. Nobody told me the magnificence and the importance of Betaziel until I read Exodus chapter 31. Now, I talked about this on yesterday's show. Hopefully, you listened to yesterday's show. If not, if you want to know who I am, if you want to know why I'm here, if you know why I'm alive, if you want to know why I done what I've done and nothing has happened to me, I've always had survivor's guilt. I've done a lot of bad things in my life, and I've always been protected by the grace and mercy of God until finally on January the 1st of 2009, when I called myself, you know, getting ready to punch my ticket. God said, you might want to read, you might want to know who you are. That started my Dear Kinnear. As you guys know, I do Dear Kinnear reports. God showed me who I was, so now I assist other people by showing them who they are. God showed me who I was based upon my DNA. And he says that everything you need to know is inside of your DNA. And I said, well, what did that got to do with the Bible? Because I didn't know that that is the book of the life. So when it talks about the book of life in Revelation, it's talking about your DNA. And so each strand of your DNA has 3 billion letters. And if you don't unravel your DNA is your DBA. So your DNA means doing business as. Your DNA also means your divine nature applied. So God applies his divine nature to you through your DNA. But many of us, like myself, have unknowingly prostituted our gift because we didn't know what it was. And so there is a penalty and a reward, if you will, for the people who've done good and people who have not done good. Now, God shows his anger against wickedness because, again, if we understand what that means, we think, I thought everything was about morality, so I've tried to be good all my life. And I couldn't be good because I have a sin nature, meaning I live in the flesh. I have appetites. We all do. And so we see something, we know we shouldn't eat it, but we go eat it. We do things that we know that we shouldn't do, so God needs grace. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. So we understand that. God's riches is not my riches, it's God's riches at Christ's expense. That allows us to live on this earth and without being zapped by God. Now, God did something, brothers, that's mind-blowing to me. Let me show you what I'm going to be talking about in this seven-hour series, why you must partner with me. The cost of the series, again, is $100. For everybody who will want not only just to listen to the series, but you also want the downloads, it's $150. For everybody who wants to listen to the series, get a download and get a physical CD or USB so that way you have the physical copy, it's $200. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as we discuss it as we get closer to the start of this series, which starts this Wednesday. But let me make sure you understand who Betaziel is first. Now, in the book of Exodus, chapter 31, it explains it in detail. Exodus 31 says, and then the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have chosen Betaziel, son of Uri, or son of Uri, U-R-I, the son of Ur, H-U-R, from or of the tribe of Judah. So Betaziel is the son of U-R-I, who's the son of Ur. They are all from the tribe of Judah, which I am from the tribe of Judah, and you are from the tribe of Judah if you are a melanated individual. Now, we all know there's a plethora. There's a guy just posted a video on Facebook, Caucasian guy, who explains in vivid detail what I have on my website, Wake Up Black America. Now, I don't promote the website Wake Up Black America because most people can't understand. So they read it, they get angry. But if you read the book of Deuteronomy, it lists all of the Deuteronomy 28. I have all of this. I researched this 20 years ago, so I don't even want to talk about it because I get a little angry and I get upset when I talk about it and people haven't done no homework. So you mean to tell me you don't understand the original Jews and you don't understand what melanin is and why it's called God's dust? Why the only, now there are 28 curses, and I use the word very lightly, in Deuteronomy 28. So Deuteronomy 28, if you read it, There is only one race of people on the entire globe that every curse in Deuteronomy 28 applies to. One people. One. Now, this has been proven by so many people. It's a dead issue. I hate talking about it. Because if you don't understand the original Jews, because the people who are in Jerusalem right now who say they are Jews, they ain't Jews. The only group of people is black people who live in America. They are the only ones that are, that Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26 applies to. If you don't believe me, I highly recommend you go to my website, wakeupblackamerica.com, click on the link that says reverse the curse or the problem. Now, I will break this down at a later show, at a later series, and I will break down what I broke down 20 years ago. And I'll rehash it for you. And I will guarantee you, I've debated reverends, doctors, bishops, Orthodox Jews, Satanists. I ain't lost yet. Because science is on my side. Now, I've already done cosmic melanin. I've already broke down based upon science. The only thing that can do what it talks about in the book of Revelations, especially all of the seals of Revelations, which we are talking about in this series. Revelation 16 talks about the sixth seal. Now, if you don't understand what that means, you don't understand what's coming in September. That's why you need to listen to the show. That's why you need to be a part of this series. Because you need to understand the day of the Lord because it's here. You need to understand the day of atonement because it's here. You need to understand the day of tribulation, the great tribulation, because it's here. You need to understand the year of Jubilee because it's here. You need to understand the great wrath of God because it's here. But you see, the powers that be are painting this as a very negative event because most people don't understand the year of Jubilee. Now, every 49 years, I mean, the Bible says every 7 years, 6 years you work, 7 years you don't plant nothing on the land. You let the land heal. Every 49 years, the 50th year, the year of Jubilee, God says all debts are forgiven. All people return to their original land. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. In this series, why you need your Ark of the Covenant? First of all, I'm jumping around on purpose. I'm going to go back to explain Bethesiel and who I am in just a second. But anybody, why did Noah build an ark? The Hebrew word ark is tevat, T-E-V-A-T. And what we must understand, brothers and sisters, is a ark is something that affords protection, preservation, and safety. So what's coming down the pipe is you're going to need protection. Now, I'm talking spiritually. Now, I'm not talking about buying no food. I'm not talking about, you know, building no underground bunker and none of the physical stuff. Now, should and can you do that? Absolutely. The power of the elite is doing it. So if you want to do that, sure, knock yourself out. But that's not the spiritual purpose for understanding the year of Jubilee. Because when you look at the significance of the year of Jubilee, it's called the 50th year. Every 50th year, this happens. Historically, the year of Jubilee means all debts are canceled, all slaves are set free, all the land is returned to its rightful owner. All physical things for the year of Jubilee has a spiritual meaning. The year of Jubilee represents the fulfillment of the finished work of Yahushua, or Jesus Christ, meaning that he paid the debt of sin and he canceled your sin on the cross. It means that the slaves, you and I, we are slaves to sin. We are set free from sin. It has to do with the rulership of the earth now, heaven on earth now. Everybody I know is waiting to die and go to heaven. I'm in heaven every day. Every day I wake up, I'm in heaven. Why everybody is waiting to go there? Heaven is a mindset. But you don't understand. We're not Jewish. I don't know no Jewish. I don't know no black Jews. Because we lost our heritage. But yet we all are. And so if you don't understand, you're going to buy into the hype, and you're going to get scared to death because everything on TV is telling you that September martial law has been declared, and it is. In September, the financial disaster is going to come, and it's going to happen. In September, that's going to be a climatic event. Nibiru, the 12th star, the destroyer. If you look inside the Bible, the destroyer in the Old Testament, he came, they put the blood over the doorpost, and the death angel, the destroyer, passed over them because of the blood of the Lamb. If you don't understand and you don't know how to apply the blood of the Lamb over your doorpost, when the death angel, when the destroyer, which is a cosmic event, if this happens, I will prove it to you during this series. I got all of the dates. Every 49 years, this has happened in the history of this planet. I will go back during this series and prove it. Now, a lot of people have done it. I'm not the only one. Every Jewish Orthodox Jew know this. But people in the West, we don't know this because we're not Jewish. And so we don't understand, one, redemption or replacement. Two, justification or rejection. Three, reconciliation or punishment. Those are your options. I am going to break it down in this series. There's not too many things that's important to me. But if your life and your children's life and your eternal heritage is important to you, you can continue to go to church and sit there on Sunday. The Reverend Dr. Bishop is not going to tell you shiznits about what is coming down and what's happening in September of 2015 because they haven't done the math. They ain't got time. Too busy spending money. I understand. I used to be there. Did that too. The Great Tribulation, brothers and sisters, the wrath of God, everything lines up, the four blood moons, the sackcloth and ashes on the sun, everything lines up to a two-week period in September of 2015. The abomination, all of the other seals have already been accomplished, contrary to popular belief, except for the sixth and the seventh. And I will prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. I need everybody listening to this show today to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The three payment options are $100 just for the audio. For the live showing, I give you the password so you can tune in every day. Second option, $150. You get the live show and you get the audio download that you save on your computer. Third option, $200. You get the audio, you get the download, and you get the physical CDs for all 7 hours, 8 hours, or you get a USB that you keep in your purse and you can share with your family and friends. Because I'm telling you guys, I'm not no predictor. I am not no prophet. I don't know anything about very much, but what I know is who I am. Now, it took me 40 plus years, damn near cost me my life to figure it out, but when God showed me, because I purposely put myself in harm's way and nothing happened to me. Repeatedly, I wanted to die. I didn't have the balls to put a bullet in my head, so I did things that would automatically cause my destruction. Three times I've committed felony acts that should have led my black behind in a federal prison. Nothing happened. I'm not going to tell you all the other crazy stuff that I've done in my life. And then I read Exodus 31, and it reads, "Then the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have chosen." Now, what did Bethesiah do to get chosen? Nothing. What did I do? Nothing. What did you do? Nothing. God chooses whom he wants. He makes vessels of honor, vessels of dishonor. It says, "I have chosen Bethesiah, son of Uri, son of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with his spirit." Number one. Bethesiah was filled with the Spirit of God. I don't know. I could bring my brothers and sisters on here. They will tell you that I was filled with a lot of stuff, but it probably wasn't the Spirit of God. But I didn't know what the Spirit of God was. See, we don't understand the Spirit of God. We don't understand that the Spirit of God is a ruling disposition. Then it says in verse 3 that after Bethesiah was filled with the Spirit of God, he was filled with wisdom and with understanding and with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills. Now, I don't know about you. You guys know I stopped counting after 50 because I got kind of depressed. I've probably had close to 60, 65 jobs in my lifetime. Everybody who listens to my show knows that, you guys know I talk about wealth, health, and wisdom. Everybody I've ever, job I've ever worked with, everyone always tell me the same thing. Yo, homie, you missed your calling. You should have been a lawyer. Because I have the ability to explain complex issues and make them simple. It's a gift. So when I see the word, as you guys know, I see the word responsibility. I see the word respond and ability. Respond to the ability that God placed inside of you. Everybody else don't see that. When I see the word handicap, I see the word hand-eye cap. That means somebody hands you a cap on your ability. That means you can't, you can. When I see the word liability, I see the word lie about my ability. Somebody has lied to me about my ability. So when I see words, I see something totally different than what you see. When I see the word definition, I see the word deaf, D-E-A-F, phonician, P-H, the phonicians who are deaf, they gave us language. And I broke down the word language, which means God. I broke down the word human. Now, the word human, according to dictionary.com, means spiritual monster. But everybody else is human. They think it's talking about a human being. So why do I see things in words that you don't? That's my gift. But guess what? You got a gift, too. Your gift is different from mine. That's how you build your ark. Your gift is your ark that provides you with protection. Now, I need to break that down for you so you can understand. Because I haven't heard it talk nowhere. Just like the series I did on nucleus or nuclei. Inside of every cell, there is a nucleus. Now, the word nucleus means nuclei. Nucleus, nuclei. But I haven't heard it broken down. That's why I did the show. So, Bethesda was given this, one, Spirit of God. Two, Wisdom of God. Three, Understanding of God. Four, Knowledge from God. Five, all kinds of skills to verse four, to make artistic designs for work. And gold, silver, and bronze to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts. Now, maybe you guys don't understand, but everybody now, when you watch a Hollywood award show, they will call it the craft. Talk to a Freemason, the craft. Talk to a Luciferian, the craft. Every occult community talks about the craft. So God gave me permission and the ability to engage in all types of crafts. Now, notice the types of crafts. Now, remember, exoteric has an outside meaning. Esoteric has an inside meaning. Notice the type of work I am gifted by God to go into. Gold, silver, bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, to engage in all kinds of crafts. Now, remember that Greek word, I'm sorry, the Jewish word that everything I'm talking about is about. You guys remember what I said at the beginning of the show? The Shemit, S-H-I-M, I'm talking about spelling now, I-T-T-H. I think that's how you spell it. Now, S-H-I-M-A-T-T-H, or T-H. Now, it's spelled a couple of different ways. But what it is, it's wood. It means a wood. It's a type of wood. So the Ark of the Covenant must be made out of a specific type of wood. Now, everybody knows that gold, monatomic gold, is what the Bible calls manna. Everybody or most people watch the movie Limitless. In the movie Limitless, this guy takes a powder. It gives him makes him all-knowing. Remember the dude Bradley Cooper plays the character, and he sniffs this monatomic gold. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard of Orumas. It's O-R-U, let me see, O-R-U-M-A-S, if I remember correctly. Let me see, O-R-U, Aramis, Orumas. Anyway, it is what is called etable gold. Now, according to all of the ancient texts, all of the Nephilim came to this planet to mine gold, bronze, silver. Now, these metals are not what we've been taught. Now, I went to school to become an alchemist until I found out that maybe that's not the best thing to do. Alchemists, they take base metals and they transfer them into gold. What an alchemist really is somebody who takes the transmutation of the soul. Now, there's a cartoon, an anime cartoon that I watch with my children, Kendrick and Samora, called Full Metal Alchemist. In this cartoon, they break all of this down. Now, the only reason why I'm expressing this to you is because if you don't read, if you don't understand what that means, you think, like I did, when you read Exodus 31, it has to do with metal. It has nothing to do with metal. It has to do with spirits. It has to do with ruling dispositions. So everything has an outside meaning and an inside meaning. So Bechaziah was given a gift by God to work on metal. Notice in every Hollywood movie, they are promoting metal over men. Let me say that again. I just watched The Avengers. In The Avengers, they said they had the guy who was a metal guy who took on Iron Man. Iron. What is iron? Metal. Man. Now, I just released my book called Technocrats. The new god is iron and clay. Just like it says in the book of Daniel, chapter 21. The Bible says that iron and clay cannot mix. The devil is trying to mix iron and clay. God said it can't mix. The devil says it can. Who you going to believe? Whose side of the fence you on? Yeah, I think I'll stay with what God said versus what I see. Every movie, the last Transformers movie, programmable metal. Lucy, metal. Spider-Man, metal. Metal over men. God gave me the gift to promote men over metal. My job is to build your temple so that way you can house the Shekinah glory of God. That's my purpose. All of my life I've been building people up. But when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I didn't know, so I was sleeping with everybody. I thought that was my gift. That's what I was supposed to do. So I was prostituting my gift because I didn't realize I was supposed to be building up your spirit, not your flesh. So you got a gift too. Right now, you're exercising your gift fleshly. You're not exercising your gift spiritually, probably. In this series, I need to assist you because that is my gift. Because God gave me the ability to, again, the word Bechaziah, again, means in the shadow or in the protection of God. So I've been in God's protection or God's shadow. Why? I had an end-time work to do. What is my end-time work? September is coming up. It's right around the corner. My job is to assist people, to prepare people to build the ark. Now, the ark is a device for protection and safety. So let me ask you the question. Is your spiritual ark built? If it's not, you just join me on Wednesday, Thursday, when we kick off this series. There's a cost involved, again, $100, $150, $200. You need to email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Say, Doc, I'm with you on the series. Please send me the link so I can secure payment. I will send you the link at my website so that we can take care of the payment and we can get this party started. Each day we got a different, password because, again, it is password protected. I ask that everyone who purchased it only, again, you keep it to yourself. Don't share it with anyone else. Now, brothers and sisters, this was just a brief introduction of this 7-8-hour series that I got coming up. I want to make sure you understand the importance of this series. Yesterday I was yelling and screaming because, I just got this dropped down in my spirit and I'm always a little hyper. I'm always wired. I'm always on 10 cups of coffee. I drink coffee every once in a while. But if I was a serious coffee drinker, I wouldn't be able to sit down because I'm already wired too tight as it is. I need to make sure that you prepare your Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark of the Covenant, the word covenant actually means testimony. I will break that down during the series. You, brothers and sisters, listening to this show, need to understand that what is going on in September, I don't know if I've heard a lot of stuff, I watched a lot of videos. I don't know if you really understand the culmination of where we are at. So we got to go through it so that way you can understand. So tomorrow I will break down the book of Revelations just a little bit to, again, so that way you understand why you must. You cannot. Money is not the issue. If you got to pay me $1 a week, money is not the issue. You have to be on this call next week or the end of this week. You have to. If you're alive and you got a pulse and you got blood in your veins and you want to make sure that you are spiritually, because it's going to be a mind game. They're going to play a mind game on you in September. And if they can scare you up, you're going to go out and hurt yourself. Now, remember, spirits, disembodied spirits, don't have a body. All of the scary movies, notice the person here hurts themselves. They get so scared, they run into a wall. They get so scared, they jump out of a building. The enemy wants to get you so scared that you hurt yourself. He has no power. He's a roaring lion. The Bible says he goes around like a roaring lion. He's a toothless lion. Don't give him no teeth with your fear. Because, again, you manifest what you fear. That was in the movie The Avengers 2. Metal Over Men was in the movie The Avengers. You produce what you fear. That was in the movie The Avengers. They put everything in the movies. My brothers and my sisters, again, join me tomorrow as I do one more introduction for my new series. I talk about the book of Revelation so I can explain to you why you must understand the difference between the great tribulation of Satan and the wrath of God, the Day of Atonement, the Year of Jubilee. You must know the difference, because they are putting them all together so that way you do not do what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let me read this scripture as I close. It's very, 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 very important that you understand Hebrews chapter 10, verse Hebrews 10, 22 says, "Let us draw near with sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from evil conscience and our bodies washed with Hebrews 10, 3. This is very important. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds." That is the purpose for this next series. That stuff coming down the pike this year, brothers and sisters, in September, that's going to challenge your faith. You got to be able to hold fast to your confession. You got to know your hope, and you got to stand without wavering, because he who made the promise is faithful. And we got to stimulate each other with good deeds. How do we do that? We got to build our ark. My brothers and my sisters, again, join me tomorrow, 12 noon, as well. Continue to lay down the introduction to my new series, again, How to Build the Ark of the Covenant. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because it's all about redemption or replacement. You're going to be redeemed or you're going to be replaced. It's all about justification or rejection. You're going to be justified or you're going to be rejected. It's all about reconciliation or punishment. You're going to be reconciled or you're going to be punished. Which one you got? This is Dr. Will Rogers. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. disease.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pails.
Yeah.
On the verge of insanity if just the system fails.
Got us screaming at humanity and sism to a cell.
And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell.
Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell.
And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales.
Yeah.
While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail.
Yeah.
I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail.
Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell.
They said I wanna go and run and gun and getting money, grubbing schemes.
Yeah.
I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff.
Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter.
You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.